Dr. Tim Chapin is the interim dean of FSU's College of Social Sciences and Public Policy. He thinks a big part of the college's mission is to get out of the classroom and into the community.
The College of Social Sciences and Public Policy at Florida State University, I think, has a particular responsibility to inform public debate and discourse about a host of issues, not just the political environment and the election, but the economy, the environment, social issues regarding gender and race and ethnicity.
But since this electoral cycle has been a nearly all-consuming reality, the college has begun its outreach with a regular series of community forums on politics, as the college's communications director, Rob Nixon, explains.
If you're familiar with the science cafes that the Mag Lab does, you kind of get the idea. It's at Backwoods Bistro on a Tuesday night every month for the first 3 months of the fall.
The first of these policy pub gatherings happened last month and featured Leroy Collins Institute Director Dr. Carol Weissert. Dean Chapin says two more policy pubs are coming up.
We've got a number of our own faculty in the college talking about election, the expectations for what people might do and might not do, voting behavior, and what's going to happen after the election, so a post-election event.
On Tuesday, October 18th, political science professors Brad Gomez and Robert Jackson will tackle the question, why do we vote? Policy pubs wrap up November 15th with It's Over, What Now? With sociology professor Dina Rollinger and Claude Pepper Center director Larry Polivka. Both will start at 5:30. Nixon says these are by no means dry academic lectures.
Direct, plain language presentations by our faculty. Here's what you need to know about how we got to this point in the election, why we vote the way we do. And then in November, right after the election, we'll have one that says, okay, it's over, now what's going to happen? Here are the implications for a lot of different areas.
But even before these, Dean Chapin says there are two other political presentations coming up.
Cynthia Tucker from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Dr. Susan McManus from USF, to provide some outsider perspective on what's going on nationally as well as in Florida regarding politics, the election, and the aftermath.
Tucker is in town this Friday. She'll be part of a panel on why voters are so angry at 10 in the morning at the DeVoe Moore Center in the Bellamy Building. She'll then talk about diversity, demographics, and Trump at 3 in the afternoon in the College of Law Rotunda. The Susan McManus Lecture, entitled 2016, An Election Like No Other, will start at 7 next Thursday evening, October 13th, at the William Johnson Building. And Rob Nixon says, just in case you didn't quite catch the details of that impressive lineup.
Listeners who want to know more about the events we have coming up and about the college in general and all the great work we do there, to visit us at coss.fsu.edu.
Organizers say any of these is a great opportunity to get some valuable insights that go way beyond the typical campaign talking points, opponent character assassinations, and bumper sticker policy pronouncements. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.